Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Friday and time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in John chapter 8 and verse 48. Here's what the Word of God says. The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God,' but you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, then I would be a liar like you, but I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father, Abraham, rejoiced, and he would see my day. He saw it, was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old. How have you seen Abraham?" And Jesus said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out to the temple. Let's work our way backwards. When Jesus says, "I am," they get it. He is claiming deity. The reason he was with Abraham hundreds of years ago is because he is the eternal Son of God. He is also reaffirming the fact that if you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then what do? You love his word. If you're in Jesus, then you follow Jesus. Jesus comes from the Father. He loves the Father's word. He keeps the Father's word. So if you have come to the Father through Jesus, then you love Jesus. You love the word of the Father and Jesus. And you try to, by God's grace, keep the word, not for salvation, but for the one who has saved you. Of course, they say to him, "What do you mean we can't die?" Well, what he's speaking of, obviously, is the everlasting death. You will never die in the pit of hell, which is an eternal, never-ending death of separation. That's what death means, a radical separation. You've been radically separated from God and grace and glory, and you now are in the torment of hell. That is the second death. What Jesus is referring to is this. You're born into this world, and you either have two deaths and one birth, or you have two births and one death. If you're born into this world and you never are born again, then you'll have a physical death and then you will have an eternal death. But if you come to Jesus Christ, so you're born once, a sinner, but then you're born again. Then you'll die a physical death, but you will have victory over that death because Jesus has defeated it. That death no longer is death. That death is a door. And through that door, you will come to Jesus Christ. And there will be no second death for you, because Jesus has already paid for it on the cross. There, hell descended upon Jesus, and he descended into hell on the cross, and paying for all the sins of all of his people for all of eternity, so that you, when you die, it's a door to life, and there is no judgment of death, because Jesus has taken hell upon himself. For you and for me. So my friend today, have you been born? Yes, you wouldn't be listening to me. And you were born a sinner. Now the real question is this, have you been born again? If you're born again, then you have been forgiven of your sin and set free from its power. And you have been given eternal life. Jesus says, "Verily, verily, he who believes in me has eternal life." So that means physical death is actually promotion day. That's when you go to be with the Lord of life and eternal life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I go away to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, there you may be also, with Jesus forever. So come to Christ, the Lord of glory, and may the new birth set you free, so that you can see him and follow him and trust him with everlasting life. May you be born again of God. And that's another slice of fresh bread. And then we'll see you again Monday for some more fresh bread.
You're the light unto my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reader, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.